Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Galentine's Day.
Galentine's Day. Right?
Woo!
If it takes some of the heat off us, though.
Yeah. It's you know, you're right. Yeah.
But I let them
no,
have their own
doesn't.
Party.
It's just we just get another day.
No,
now.
You don't.
Just get 2 days.
You just get one. That's it. No. Well, with me, I it's my anniversary.
Yeah.
So it's my,
oh, right.
There's three.
It's always Galentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So let me. Can I just read the first line of a press release that I got to the event that I'm going to on Wednesday?
The Galentine's Day event you're going to.
Yeah. Roses and candy are fine for Valentine's Day, but cocktails and celebrating friendship, girl power, and all things femme friendship fantastic at the ultimate girls' night out are perfect for Galentine's Day.
Wait, say that phrase again. Femme friend, what is it?
Femme friendship fantastic.
Femme friendship fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Amazeballs.
Girl power.
So how many girls are going with you?
There's about six of us going.
Wow.
And where are you going? Like a restaurant or?
Yeah, we're going to Autograph in Wayne. I've never been there.
It's a great place.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
If you, Nick, please join us.
Won't Nick kill? I mean, Nick, I'm pulling for you to get to go to this thing.
Actually, Autograph is a fantastic restaurant.
It's a great place. Does that kill the whole spirit of the thing if it's Galentine's Day and there's dudes there?
Depends on the
you're talking about Nick. It's not a real dude.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome, sweetie.
I mean, he may have facial hair, but it pretty much stops there.
Yeah, no, so it's, I'm going with a bunch of my girlfriends, and I've never done this before, so it looked like a cool event. I've wanted to try this restaurant. You buy a ticket, you get a gift bag, there's they'll have different pop-up shops set up so we can do a little shopping. Listen, it's perfect for us.
I have not done anything. Now you have anniversary coming up, so obviously you have. I would imagine some things.
Yes,
planned, but I Valentine's Day has slid so far to the back as far as holidays go for my wife and I that it barely even registers.
Well, my wife is going away on a trip on.
She'll be gone on your anniversary.
She'll be leaving on Friday, so we're simply going to we're going to go out to dinner.
Sure.
Especially when it happens during the week. A lot of times, anything happens during a week, during the business week, on a school night, it makes it a little more difficult.
So let me ask you guys a question because I was planning on delaying until the weekend because it's a Thursday night and we got stuff going on. Is that cool? Is that allowed?
That's cool.
If you ask.
Ask in advance, all right.
Make sure you give something on the day proper and make your celebration on the weekend.
I actually got a card like a month ago. I was in CVS. There was cards. I couldn't believe I was that far in advance.
I've got my roses ready to go. The Steven Singer.
Yes.
Gold Rose, of course, which is a guarantee. It's what they expect, and my daughter and my wife.
So. I came home with mine, and it was already in the Steven Singer thing, and she was there in the kitchen. Here you go. I'll get her out of the
show. I did come across a list. There was a poll of U.S. adults reveal what they say that they want gifted to them on Valentine's Day. So,
Does it fall within the parameters of what we assume, or are there some eye-openers?
Nah, it's the same old stuff.
Damn it.
I mean, there's a couple of things that are a little bit.
I wanted
different.
To get a falcon for her.
Well, that might be appreciated, but a card, 31% of women and 15% of men. Chocolates and candies.
Yes.
That's 28% of women want that. So that's this is mainly what women want.
I just think cards are so funny because they're essential to everything, right? But you didn't write it. You know what I mean? You just write the girl's name, Diane. And then it's this beautiful poem that somebody else wrote, Love Me. I mean, it is.
You don't write an additional sentiment? I can't help but feel that you do that.
Well, no, I do. But if you don't, then what the hell does it mean?
Do you just say ditto after the poem that they have in there?
I was totally going to say that.
Yes. Do you do what I do, which is the funny card and the serious card?
A lot of times I do a playful thing,
and then you got to have a really, 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 really love you also.
I do the serial killer series from Hallmark. Ah, it's really good. Okay. So this year's John Wayne. No, it should be Ted Bundy because he's trendy right now. But no, I do.
Trendy.
I do one serious card, and I'll write something funny in it.
Yeah.
Can I admit something?
Please. Mm-hmm.
I don't really read the cards.
You don't read them at all?
Not really.
What if it's from Chase?
I can't really understand his writing. No, if it's a big long poem.
Uh huh. I get it. You love me. Uh-huh.
What about handwritten stuff?
I don't read that as well. I will go to what they wrote.
Yes. Agreed.
I want to see what they wrote because the sentiments are, I get it, and that's fine, but I think their words are what I want to hear.
Yeah, so what Casey was saying, the big long poem, whatever his handwritten.
My love.
What,
You are brighter than the sun.
Yeah. Is what I'm going to go to. Now, I might go back late because it's usually like, you know, it's chaotic. Jace has a gift for me. He wants to, you know, I have to open this. I have to, like, I don't.
It's chaotic. What kind of a Valentine's Day party
just,
are you guys
I'm just
having?
Saying anytime. Like, you know what I mean? That they're like, they can't wait. So I. Not
they
that I,
they
it doesn't
love
go,
me so much.
No,
they're
listen.
Falling all over themselves to get gifts to me.
It doesn't go directly in the trash. I will maybe go back and read it later.
Okay. So are you then exerting the same amount of energy? Like, do you give a lot to Dennis, or do you do a lot for Dennis?
No, like, it's turned into... I'm just, like, I'm getting candy
your
for
recipient.
Jace. No, I'm getting candy for Jace and getting him the card. It's, like, his
all
holiday
right.
now.
All right.
Yeah,
all
my,
right.
my wife will appreciate a 99-cent card more than any of the most beautifully written cards.
Well, really? And those yeah. cards are yeah. so expensive.
They
yeah.
are.
It's so dumb.
They're like $5.
Yeah.
They're more than that. I went, I was at Target the other day. Imagine that. And, like, average, $7.99.
I got a 4-foot-tall card with a really fat woman on a moped from Spencer's.
You know those cards where you open it up and a song plays? You should just buy the 99-cent version. When they open up the card, just start singing a song
yeah,
to
yeah.
it, right?
Exactly.
I love you, baby.
Look what I got you.
Go ahead, open it up.
Go ahead.
I love you. Go ahead, open it again. I love you, baby.
I'm going to have you come over and do that.
No, I actually... in getting the poetic card, the really meaningful one, I do make sure I read it and make sure that, I mean, when I'm purchasing it for my wife, and make sure that I've got
one. That it means,
that does fit us.
Because you don't want it to, oh, she opens it up and it says, congratulations to a graduating nurse.
Right.
That could be a mistake.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I picked the wrong card.
Yeah. Unless it says, I love you, baby. And then it's okay.
My mom held on to a card one time that I got her for Valentine's Day because it was so funny. I didn't know what I was doing. I just went to the corner store and I bought it. It said, like, Happy Valentine's Day, Grandma. That was a good hit. And then she opened it up and said, Love Casey and Patrick. Patrick was my friend across the street who I bought the card.
Well, it meant a lot to her. See, those little things.
You were 42 when you
got that. When you have a particularly unbright child,
I got you.
They can give you memories to last a lifetime.
Now, here's what I want for Valentine's Day. Marissa brought me this news story. I saw it last week and I forgot to mention this, but they have a variety of different kinds of bouquets. You know, you can get the incredible edibles, whatever, or
yes.
edible arrangements,
yes.
things like that. Flowers, obviously, are the standard, but that you've seen, we've had beef jerky bouquets. Yeah.
Beef jerky is big.
But now they have a pickle bouquet.
Pickle bouquet.
I'll take one of those, please.
I'm listening, yes.
Thank you very much.
So for the guy in your life, perhaps a pickle bouquet.
Yeah, Grillo's Pickles, a Boston-based pickle company, created this one-of-a-kind pickle bouquet, even though it is not for sale. The pickle
what?
Chips and spears. Well, you can make one. You can make it on your own. The pickle chips and spears used to create it can be found in retailers nationwide. It's easy to do. All you need is a variety of pickles, multiple long, sturdy skewers.
Skewers, yes.
And a vase or vase to throw them in.
That's
and
actually cute. I like
it. You can add fresh dill and flowers if you're feeling extra fancy. Without the fresh herbs, you could make this entire bouquet for about $30, which is roughly the same price as getting a dozen roses.
How long will this thing hold?
Oh, not that long.
No. You
better eat them.
12 pounds of pickles and a...
We're looking at a picture of it. That looks pretty cool.
It's
I would
more
like to
for
get that.
Show.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'd eat it.
Yeah, those,
No. Those are my show pickles.
No. It's not going to last.
Who's been dipping into my show pickles?
Yeah. It's like the decorative towels. You don't touch
them. No. You point to what pickle you like in the show pickles, and I'll get it from the jar.
My show pickles.
No, you asked how long it was going to last.
That's
it's not going to last at all.
The show pickles. That's a band. I'm going to put that on the list. No, I would like to see more unique bouquets like this, edible bouquets.
For guys, there is, I've always thought of Valentine's Day and even my anniversary as more for my wife, as more for Claire.
Yeah.
I love celebrating my love for Claire. It'll be 22 years,
mm-hmm.
On Valentine's Day. And so, but I always, do you guys feel the same way? It's more for her.
everything is more for my, now I have, I'm living with three women, yeah. And then I got to get my son something too, so.
Well, do you guys expect something?
No. Not really.
Candy. I want some candy.
Do you know what I really love? Yeah. And my wife does it. Pickle bouquet. No, right. Chocolate chip cookies. She'll make me a little thing.
So like a little something.
We have a little display thing for our show of cookies. It's a little heart, and she makes some cookies.
Okay.
And that really means the world to me.
A little treat is nice. Okay. Something sweet.
Yeah.
Or
show pickles.
Or show pickles, which I'd be all over.
What about loving?
What about some loving? It's not necessary.
Yeah.
I mean,
she watch while you take care of yourself?
Yeah. You mind watching?
Listen, I don't want you to have to work hard. You just watch.
I'll put my headphones on. You stand over there.
I'll even dim my computer screen.
If we didn't have three kids in the house.
Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. But it's.
Well, it used to be that. Then we had
kids. I would prefer some sponge cake.
Oh, my God. Listen, speaking of. Advancing in age and where you are in life. Did you guys get the link I sent you this morning?
Yes.
Of things about getting older that you never thought of. And there's one that Casey, I came in immediately. He's like, dude, he's like, I totally relate to this.
From BuzzFeed, right?
It's from BuzzFeed. Yeah. And one of the little things that it notes about getting older is that you have a favorite burner on your stove.
Oh, yeah. I saw those.
Do you guys have a favorite burner that you always use? Which one is it?
Back left.
Oh, you're back left.
Yeah.
Oh,
No.
I'm front right. Path. Yeah, front right.
You know
right.
what? I still feel like I have a toddler.
Air high five, Preston.
Front right?
Front right, yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you're back left, you're reaching over other burners.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah, Kathy's right. I probably, when my kids are really little, I probably went back left or back right.
I cooked everything on the back, so I just stay there.
Okay.
But you know what? You know why I go right, though, Preston, is because I'm right-handed. So if I'm stirring, I like to hold the pot with my left hand and stir with my right.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Stir with your hand.
Yeah.
I do it because each of the burners are a different size, so you get a certain amount of heat, and that's the one that I like is front right.
Got
so.
You.
There's a full list of other things on there. Let me go to a couple of calls about Valentine's Day. I'm going to go to Kristen. Hi, Kristen. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Gadzooks, guys.
Gadzooks, Kristen. What's up?
Every year for Valentine's Day, I get my husband a bouquet of flowers or a bouquet of donuts.
Donuts. See,
bouquet of donuts.
I think that's a cool idea. Yeah. I think guys would appreciate do you go to a really good donut place and make it?
Yeah. Well, usually Dunkin' Donuts has the heart-shaped donuts.
Yes. No, they're awesome.
They do.
Best place, yeah.
And I'll go get like six of them and put them on skewers.
Skewers?
You put your donuts on the skewers?
You know what you can do at Dunkin', by the way? And again, you know, we run on Dunkin'. Right. You can actually get a picture put on. Now, you may have to have a little bit more of a turnaround, but you can get a picture put on the donut in the glaze they put on the donut.
Yeah, if you talk to them. You could also get a bag of coffee from there, too.
Yes.
But wait a minute. Do you make the bouquet yourself, or does Dunkin' do it for you?
No, I make it myself. Sometimes I'll put bow or like.
Yeah.
I do not know what I do without.
I do not know. See, that's cute.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it, Kristen.
That's wonderful.
I'm doing that.
Not a bad idea.
No, you're not.
No, I am. I'm
really?
Yes.
Not
really?
For Dennis.
For Jason. because they have the donut holes.
Yep.
And Jason loves them. So I'm going to do some sort of bouquet like that.
Have you tried the brownie things yet? The brownie.
Steve, no, wait, what are you talking about?
I'm on that remember things. Not eat food
oh,
diet.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, it's a great diet where you don't eat anything and you magically lose weight,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay. I'm on that one.
Okay. I've been on that for 2 months now. Yeah.
It's great.
Everything smells wonderful, doesn't it?
Preston gave me a suggestion or everybody to smell it. I'm like, everything that passes by smells so good.
Let me go to Brian. Hey, Brian, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Sorry to bug you while you're at work.
It's all right. Good, buddy. What's up?
Hey, so I was on my Facebook, and there's this new coffee company called Thrasher.
Okay.
And every one of their blends is based on Donald Trump.
Okay.
And they have a new Valentine's blend called I Would Never Deport You.
All right.
What's the name of it?
It's called
it's
New...
The, I Would Never Deport,
deport
You.
Oh,
okay. All right.
I like it.
Oh, nice. I see. We have a picture of it. There you go. That's kind of quirky fun.
I like that.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
A car that I would never deport you. It's like chocolate cherry flavored.
I like it.
All right. Interesting.
What is your favorite, if you're going to get candy, what do you like most for Valentine's Day? Is there anything in particular? Do you like a variety box of a whole bunch of different? You don't like
the Reese's hearts.
They are good, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they just took the Easter egg that they used to have. Now they make pumpkins, Christmas trees, and now they just make hearts.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's going to be Ghirardelli or what's the other high-end?
Godiva. You know what? Listen, get me a Whitman sampler, Russell Stover. Like, I'm fine with those.
You can get those in the card store.
Yeah.
Next to your $9 card.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let me go to, hang on a second here. Let me go to Dennis. Hey, Dennis, good morning.
Morning.
What's up, buddy?
How are you?
Good. What's up?
And I'm not Kathy's husband, by the way.
What's your story, Dennis?
Listen, my wife, when that commercial you guys had that said, it's a lie if she's trying to trap you with Valentine's Day present.
Yeah.
My wife doesn't care.
She does not care. She doesn't get you anything, and you don't get her anything.
Oh, no. I get her to go dipped rose.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
See?
Good move.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
You're wasting your money because we already have 12 of them. And we don't go out to dinner on Valentine's Day. We either go the night before or the night after. Because if you notice, they minimize the menu and charge you like $5 more.
All right.
Well, they do. You know, yeah, I mean? you'll have a fixed menu at a lot of restaurants. That's true. Yeah, and to Nick's point, you wait.
She won't get me a card. She won't get me a card because she's... She says, no, I'm the girl in the relationship, not you.
Okay.
All right.
Right?
Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate it, man. Let me go to Chris. Hang on a second. Oh, I know what he's going to talk about.
But he's wrong.
Hi, Chris, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Good. Are you talking about Steak and BJ Day?
Yes, sir. March 14th. That's the holiday for the gentleman.
Holiday for the gentleman.
Yeah, but it's not the guy's version of Galentine's Day. The guys aren't all getting together and doing that to each other.
Yeah,
you know?
All right, Lou, I'll put you in my mouth.
Thanks, Chris.
And Ed, you take care of Lonnie.
You guys want to go to the bar before or after?
You know what? Let's go after to wash that down.
I'm still tasting you, Bert.
Kathy, somebody texted in.
You're supposed to warn before that happens.
With an issue on how you say Reese's.
I know. Everybody, what is it? I know
it's
I
Reese's.
Say it wrong.
Reese's.
Reese's.
It's whatever you feel like saying, Kathy.
I know. It's
no,
Reese's.
You say it exactly the way Nell says it.
It's Reese's Pieces and then Reese's Cups,
Reese's
right?
Peanut Butter
it's
Cups.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups Reese's. And Reese's Pieces.
It's the same way.
That's right.
So I say it wrong both ways.
Yeah, it's meant to rhyme. Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces.
Not Reese's Pieces.
Okay.
By the way, in this survey that I had been referencing, 25% of women in this survey said they really don't want anything for Valentine's Day. There you go. There's the
yeah, the big setup. Obviously, they paid off some people to conduct surveys.
Yeah, they're just miserable people.
Yeah.
Wine and liquor is appreciated by both men and women, although only 9% say that. But you could do a little booze bouquet if you wanted to. You know?
Yeah.
I will get my I'll go to the dollar store. I'll get her a 99-cent card. The kids get candy. But you know what? I'm putting blinds up for my wife this weekend. So... That's what she gets
Happy
around.
Valentine's Day.
Happy, right?
Are you going to do it with your shirt off?
No.
You're going to want to come in and watch this. You notice when I put the screw in my lats pop.
You're like the Grinch of Valentine's Day.
No, Kathy.
You
I'm
are.
Not, I'm not. No. I'm just... This isn't about me. My wife, really. I mean, she would prefer that gets done. I mean, and we're talking about 1, 2, 3... 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Look, we're talking like a dozen windows. She appreciates that more than a box of candy.
I think you should come in and do like a strip-o-gram routine in a Cupid outfit for her.
Kathy, I'm the car.
That's a gift.
If he's going to be Mr. Fix-It with the tool belt.
Oh,
yeah.
Like dildos.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. No.
Looks like the right tool.
No. Kath, I'm the Grinch of Galentine's Day. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But Valentine's Day, no.
You sound like you're complaining.
No. I don't.
You don't give anything to Dennis, right?
No.
Okay. You just give stuff to Jace.
To Jace, yeah.
And they both give stuff to you.
I don't know.
Does Dennis not give you anything?
No.
Does Dennis take you out to dinner?
No.
Could Dennis identify you in
Dennis
a line?
No, Dennis won't be there. Dennis will not be there on Valentine's Day.
Okay, all right.
All right, some of the other things they asked about, let's see here, something handmade, clothing or lingerie.
Oh, you made this. Yes. It looks great.
Breakfast in bed. But,
nope.
You know, during the week,
in your bed.
Forget about it.
What?
What's the matter with you?
No, you're going to have breakfast on Thursday morning.
Yeah, but if it was on the weekend, Kathy's got issues with crumbs in the bed.
Never.
Do you ever eat anything?
No!
Oh, my God.
All right, what can you eat that doesn't create crumbs?
Dennis.
Well, somebody gave me a hard time because we must have talked about this before.
Pudding.
It's gelatinous. It will not create a crumb situation.
It's the pudding guy. He's bad.
Happy Valentine's.
I will lay here motionless while you apply tapioca to my testes.
What about yogurt, Kathy? Would you eat yogurt?
Well,
in bed?
We must have talked about this before because I sent a picture over Instagram to Marissa when she was in Conshohocken and I didn't go out to meet her, and I had a glass of wine in bed, and people were messaging me saying that qualifies as food in bed.
We should come over to your house and have a full Thanksgiving dinner on your bed.
I would die. I would move out.
You know what she probably has? She probably has like hoses running out behind the bed into like an airtight face mask for wine drinking.
I'm drinking wine now, Dennis. Can't you see?
All right, so breakfast in bed, books for Valentine's Day.
I bought you a book. You like dinosaurs?
There's words in it.
It's a coloring book.
Don't
look at it. It even comes with the crayons.
Look at it.
I think it's a terrible idea to buy a book for somebody.
Look at this.
Whatever.
I bought you this.
Yeah.
This guy's eyes are BBs.
You just think books in general are bad gifts?
No. Well,
you really know the person.
Unless you know, like, so for instance, I bought my wife a first edition book of A Tree Grows in Brooklyn because I know that is her favorite book.
Right.
So I found a first edition and I got that for her. That's good. But don't go, hey, I think you might like this.
Well, you do it with music all the time.
I don't buy you music. I suggest music. But I think what I'm saying here is my wife would prefer like a Barnes & Noble gift card so she can go get her own book that she knows she's
going to
like.
I know what you're saying. Yeah. I just like if you're going to give a gift of something that means something to you, maybe it might mean something to the other person.
No, I kind of agree with Casey because if you give someone a book, if you're receiving the book, then you feel that you're committed to read that book. Because it was purchased as a gift for you, and
sure,
if you really don't want to read it, then you're like, oh Jesus, I got to read this.
Wait, did you read that book?
No, I don't like it. I didn't like it when you gave it to me.
Yeah. All right, so books, and then you have a keepsake gift, and then this one I highly recommend: a certificate for a massage or a spa. I mean, anybody's going to love that, right?
Clearly, we have an advertised, but they're awesome, and to have that option. I don't care how long you've resisted the massage thing,
go.
Try it once. Mm-hmm. You'll freak out.
All right, so the top gifts are a card, chocolates, flowers, jewelry, and gift certificate to a massage or a spa.
Yeah,
so those are the things.
Standard.
It's pretty standard, so that's still what women want. But what do they want on Galentine's Day? I don't know. And Steve mentioned off air, we should have a Galentine's Day here.
Yes.
We should do it on Wednesday.
Why not?
We should figure out what all that means.
There's a whole section on Amazon just for Galentine's Day.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So if you go
and this started when?
This started a few years ago on Parks and Rec. I mean,
a few years ago?
Yeah. Parks and Rec hasn't been on air for 4 or 5 years?
Yes. So.
What's Galentine's Day? Oh, it's only the best day of the year. Every February 13th, my lady friends and I leave our husbands and our boyfriends at home, and we just come and kick it breakfast style. Ladies celebrating ladies. It's like Lilith Fair, minus the angst.
Oh, my God.
Plus frittatas.
So I came up with other words that rhyme with gal so we could work in other Valentine's Day.
All right.
And you guys tell me there's not much here, really. There's Hallentine's Day. We could do just like all Hal Linden.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else? There's nothing really. Shallentine's, I guess.
No.
Hallentine's.
Oh, how about Erie Canalentine's Day? That would be a good one. Corralentine's Day? No, that wouldn't work. There's nothing here. Morallentine's Day? No, that wouldn't
work.
Come
on, everybody!
But
we can do this!
Valentine's Day could be the
parents?
Well, no, the single guy's equivalent.
Oh, pal.
Pal. Yeah. It's my pal.
Yeah,
that does have legs.
It's like Friendsgiving.
Because to me, I just naturally assumed when Galentine's Day was introduced that it was something that pertain to women who may not necessarily be have somebody in their lives at that moment. But it's not that, Kathy, because even as she said, Amy Poehler said in Parks and Rec, you just leave your boy, it's your girls, you know, you leave your boyfriends and husbands and you go do that.
Listen, it's just another reason for us to go have a glass of wine somewhere.
Yeah.
Root Canalentine's Day. We could do that. Birth Canalentine's Day.
Panama Canalentine's Day.
There's a few different here. You know, Royalentine's Day.
I like Palentine's Day.
I like Palentine's
But let's make sure that Galentine's Day gets some legs, and then we'll work on that.
All right.
Get the whole Preston and Steve Show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.